This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. I want to go back and talk about these pictures that were released about what the stadium could have looked like when the Browns did a proposal for what the stadium lakefront remodel could have been, and then they got leaked 4 years later. Like, what? So we're going to talk about that when we come back in a minute. Matt is in Cleveland. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Hanging in.
I got one question and one comment. The comment is, I think Golden State healthy with Jimmy, they ain't nobody going to beat them. And then on the Cavs,
but they're not healthy.
Why do I see
they're
a guy
healthy.
That was first round draft pick eight nine years ago, dressed sitting on the bench at 6'11", and I know he's making way too much money.
6'8".
Ever go on the court?
6'8".
So you want to know why Tristan Thompson's not playing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Doesn't he really fallen off that much?
Yes.
And if he is, why is he on our team?
Because they brought him in to be a veteran presence, and he's done a great job of that.
Vibes.
Okay.
You need more Tristan Thompson. You want him on that.
No, I need somebody 6'11" on the damn court helping.
Well, that wouldn't be Tristan. He's 6'8".
Or whatever.
Goodbye, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Matt.
It. Matt's all fired up.
They list Tristan at 6'9". Maybe he is.
Maybe he is 6'9"? Maybe. Not 6'11", though, right?
Maybe.
All right, Jeff. Yesterday, you know, I caught this.
and I love Tristan. He's a great guy. I've always liked him a lot. I think he's terrific. His best basketball is really in the rearview mirror.
I feel like we need to just completely knock this out and solve it. So everybody who is asking the Tristan Thompson question, here is your answer. If you put him in that game, Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner will run pick and roll until your eyes bleed, and he will be roasted every single time. And offensively, he was lack thereof when he was young.
Correct. And he was an extremely valuable part of some really good Cavs teams in his younger days.
That was 10 years ago.
I'm not arguing with you.
Oh, no. That's not meant to be an argument.
No,
that's meant to be an add-on.
I agree completely.
An add-on.
I agree completely with what you've said.
Yeah.
He's been a valuable teammate to this current bunch of Cavaliers. But being a teammate and being a contributor on the floor are two different things.
If you think Tristan Thompson is the answer to your question, you need to change the question.
Well, if he is the answer, boy, are you in trouble.
I think he's good for six fouls. So, I mean, if you want somebody
to do you that, that
well,
doesn't do you a whole lot of good.
And that's 12 free throws, which is 12 points, and now you lost by 13.
So, no, where's your 2 minute?
That's not always 12 points.
Where's your 2 minute thing on that?
But I do think if you're trying to change the tone of the game and you want him to flatten somebody, I think he could do that. I trust him to do that, don't you?
Sign Kendrick Perkins. He's still available.
Can we play entrance music and have him run down with a 2x4 in his hand like Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
One of my favorite wrestlers ever, by the way. I loved Hacksaw.
Subbing out Jared Allen and coming down.
Played with the Raiders. Didn't go to camp with the Raiders.
Okay. Scene Magazine published an image of the Browns' original renovation concept on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And they also had in their story, and I'm just kind of reading this according to what Daryl had too, so I just want to make sure, because I want to make sure that what I read is what other people saw and what Daryl saw too. So, but he just said, in Daryl's piece, he just said, in a story which featured city and county political leaders, including Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb and County Executive Chris Ronayne, bemoaning the team's refusal to release their original renovation concept to the public. So they did. They did.
It got leaked somehow.
Yeah, so the pictures got leaked yesterday. I don't know. It looks like, you know, obviously this would be a situation where they would have converted Route 2 into a boulevard, if you look at the picture. And you can see how the stadium has... It looks like they would have taken the stadium out to the same length that they did the arena, right? That was the first concept I thought. I was like, oh, look at that. They're going to change the entranceways in, and they're going to create this glass facade on the outside, and they're going to bring that out, and they were going to put... you can only see so much in the one picture.
They liked it so much at the arena, they're going to do the same thing at the stadium.
Yeah, that kind of a feel is what you see there.
It looks very similar.
Yeah, and then they also... you see the street on the other side doesn't really look like it's a street anymore, and they've got some trees over where the dock was, where they took that out. They knocked out a bunch of warehouses that were on the other side last year anyway. So you could see where they wanted to kind of remodel what the backside between the lake and the stadium would look like. Whatever. I just like, okay, why did this come out 4 years later? Help me. Help me. Anybody? Anybody? Why did these pictures get leaked 4 years after the fact?
You got me.
I don't know.
The only thing I can think of is somebody leaked them. You know, it might not have been anybody, Andy, who was involved in any of these talks. Might have just been somebody sitting around somewhere who had access to them for some reason and gave them to Scene Magazine. Good for Scene. They got those pictures.
Yeah, good for Scene. I give you that. But I find that hard to believe that somebody who didn't have, a piece on the chessboard didn't give them to Scene Magazine. They obviously had to have at one point. Otherwise, how would they have got the picture? Someone tied to them. Yeah.
Somebody gave it to them, but who knows? And who cares? As the Browns said, hey, yeah, these are photos and drawings, and yep, they're many years old, and yep, we still haven't received any funding thoughts from the county or the city.
And it seemed to me, at the time, and if you read Daryl's piece, and I mean, Daryl's piece is really in depth and walks you through everything, and it talks about the way the county and the city this just feels like a big political ping pong match right now, and it doesn't seem like it seems like at one point, maybe perhaps before, and if you read what Daryl said, when Frank Jackson was the mayor, it seemed like the city and the Browns were on the same page, and then when Mayor Bibb came in, everything kind of changed. And I don't know what Mayor Bibb's thoughts were, and I'm not going to try to come up with those for him, but it doesn't seem like he was on the same page as Frank Jackson, the former mayor. In fact, in Daryl's piece, it says, during the Brown Stadium exploration process that followed a $125 million renovation, the team funded with Cleveland repaying $30 million over 15 years. That sounds like nothing right now compared to all this other stuff. Former Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson asked the Haslams to draw up plans to revitalize the lakefront. Those plans, which cost the Haslams millions, were released in May of 2021. This is straight from Daryl Ryder's article on 92.3 The Fan. But the Bibb administration, which was sworn in January of 2022, cast the Haslam plans aside in favor of developing the city's own concept for the lakefront, including public surveys and input. With little cooperation, including tangible funding proposals from the city and county leaders. So the city and county had like no, if you read what Daryl's saying here, like they had no funding proposals. Like, okay, it sounds good. Who's paying for this, right?
That's the point, yeah.
Yeah. So the Browns then at that point said, well, you know what? We're going to zero in on Brook Park early in 2024 after exploring options to build a new stadium on Burke Lakefront Airport. Twice they did that. The Browns looked at the lakefront twice. the post office on the south side of downtown, as well as land off of Transportation Avenue and I-480, where the new county jail is going to be built, and land in Independence near Brecksville and Rockside Roads. The team had proposed a 50-50 public-private split to cover $2.4 billion, the cost of the enclosed Brook Park Stadium, and state legislature was debating how to fund the $600 million contribution from the state. And then he just said, in addition, the Haslams have pledged nearly $1 billion towards the construction of a mixed-use development steps towards a new stadium, all to be built on 176 acres of land by Snow and Engel Roads out in Brook Park. To me, I'll go back to square one on this whole thing. Like, does the county not know that Brook Park is in the county? Like, this is all development. No matter where, okay, at some point there's going to be development. Something's got to change here. The lease runs out on the stadium. We all agree on that. We all know that the lease runs out on the stadium, meaning the Browns have fulfilled their obligation on that stadium. There's no Modell law past that. I don't understand where this argument even goes any farther. Like, it really bothers me that the county and the city and can't get on the same page with the Browns, or the Browns aren't on the same page. Like, we're all losers in this, right? But I guess at the end of the day, we're winners, because we're going to end up with a facility that we probably get to use more than 15 times a year.
Maybe.
That, to me, is the end-all, be-all. Can you please give me a building that we're putting money into and you're going to maintain that you're going to be able to use 15 times a year?
Keyword again, maybe. It's not there yet.
It's up and down. Like, I don't want to be a pawn in this anymore. I don't think any of us should have to be a pawn in this. The city has a golden opportunity to redevelop that land. Take it, quit being a landowner, and move forward. They don't have to be the landlord for a professional sports team anymore. The city doesn't. They have a golden opportunity. The county should just keep their mouth shut. Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County. If you get people working and dates, hello, it's the end of it. Come on, man. Let's all get with the program here. I hate when our city goes backwards. Do I wish the Browns could find a spot in Cleveland before this lease runs out? Yes. I'd love for this thing to be downtown. But to me, it doesn't seem like City Hall really wants it downtown. They want someone to pay for this thing to demolish it.
Also no guarantee the Haslams want all of the extra development in downtown. You know, let's keep that part in mind.
They did at one point.
Well, the stadium's one thing, but all the other stuff they want to put in, maybe they think that it's better suited economically to not be downtown.
I don't know. I'm tired of being in the middle of this. I'll be honest with you. Let's just see what happens. Let's just make sure the Browns have a home in Northeast Ohio. 216-474-0092 if you want to hop in on this. Also want to get into the Guardians as well. Chris Rose is going to join us at 1220. Danny Green at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.